It is time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a red-headed woodpecker in your yard and you'd like to tell us about it. I'd like to hear about it. I'd like to see one. So maybe if that's the case, send us a note. It's pretty simple. You can record it on your smartphone and send it to us, and we will turn it into a live report on the air. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology Talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from kids visiting the Sugar Lake Lodge near Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Nora. I'm 9 years old. I'm from Chanhassen, Minnesota. And I went on a nature hike and I caught a frog. And I've been seeing lots of my friends and my mom catch crayfish, and they're really cool. I caught a crayfish with my mom's help. The sap from a touch me not helped my mosquito bite, so it's not itchy anymore. We got to explore lots of different rivers and ponds. And the touch me not also has like this flower seed thingy where you push on it, it like explodes.
My name is Abby. I live in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm 12 years old, and today I went on a really fun nature hike, and I learned about how to catch frogs and crawfish and fish in little ponds with fishing nets, and I also learned about trees and what type of trees they are by looking at the spikes on pine trees, and I also learned about flowers and certain flowers, and they can pop. And I liked catching frogs in the ponds.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Crookston, Minnesota, and I learned how to catch frogs and crawfish, and I liked that we got to learn about trees and flowers. And I touched a frog, and it was very slimy. And there was a plant where you would touch it and then touch the top, and it would explode, and it was really cool.
Hi, my name is Merrick. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Crookston, Minnesota. Today we went on a nature hike, and I saw a lot of cool things. I caught some crawdads, some fish, and some frogs.
What's your name?
Elliot.
How old are you?
7.
And what did you do today?
I played in the water.
What did you catch?
A crabfish and a fishy.
And frogs.
And frogs.
Yeah. Anything else?
That was a couple of blended families of children there that visited Sugar Lake Lodge, and I coerced a bit of a discussion from them. We did have a lot of fun with the spotted touch-me-not flowers, the jewelweed. It is probably just past its peak of flower in this part of the country right now, and they had a lot of fun popping those seeds, finding them and popping them. And crawdads, crawfish, oh my, you can't have much more fun than that. And just showing the kids, especially you take a 7-8-year-old kid, a 9-year-old kid, and you show them that the crawdads, especially the ones we were catching, were like less than 2 inches long, and you can put your finger right in their pinchers, and they just don't have much power to pinch. And the kids were pretty astonished that they could stand up to that pinching and not have to yelp and fling their arms about and scream. So it was a very nice time. Lots of green frogs and leopard frogs. Not much else in that department. The kids didn't mention it, but we saw some darners and some meadowhawk dragonflies. It was a pretty good day, all things considered. Thank you, Nora, Abby, Molly, Merrick, and Elliot. Our next report comes from the astronomers at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Kathy Seidels reporting on behalf of the astronomers attending Northern Nights Starfest at Long Lake Conservation Center. This report is for the week of August 25th through the 30th and will focus on our terrestrial observations. Next week's report will focus on the objects we observed in the night sky during our visit. The high temperature was 87 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 50. Another noteworthy sign of autumn was a kettle of nighthawks spotted flying over the lake. A gaggle of Canada geese stopped at Long Lake for a quick rest on their flight south. The familiar "Who cooks for you?" call of the barred owl was heard, and bluebirds and red-headed woodpeckers were seen. It was 2 years ago during this week that Dill Prickles returned to Long Lake's campus after his summer vacation. No sightings of Dill so far, but we are hopeful he'll make his triumphant return any day now. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture found two spongy moths in a trap they set earlier at Long Lake as part of their annual spongy moth survey. This is typical for the area. Spongy moths are invasive and pose a threat to Minnesota's forests. One of my highlights so far is observing bumblebees. I'm a contributor to the University of Minnesota's Atlas Project. There were a good amount of bumblebees on the goldenrod. I observed common eastern, brown-belted, and half-black bumblebees. Last year, I photographed a rare frigid bumblebee, but no luck this year. The Long Lake staff conducted their second bumblebee survey of the summer and reported identifying a total of 13 bumblebees, down from 40 2 weeks ago. This may be the result of the fact that the bee bomb is done blooming. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Indeed. Thank you, Kathy. We appreciate that report. Barred owl heard calling. Yes, they are just definitely making noises. And bluebirds and a red-headed woodpecker. Everybody gets to see the red-headed woodpeckers, but me, it's just not fair.
Wow, someone's whining this morning.
And the spongy moths, you may not know them by their new name. They were called gypsy moths. They are a threat to the Minnesota forest, and the fact that they're finding them in Palisade is not good news. As far as the bumblebees go, I had a half-black bumblebee hanging out on some sunflowers yesterday, but that was the only one that I saw. So now is the time to sort of finish up your survey for the year. How many bumblebees can you find out there? Get outside and take a look and let us know. That's our talkback show for this week. As always, if you have comments or observations you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. You can record them on your smartphone and send them to us at comments@kaxe.org.